Do you ever hear a pet name or a
basket name? A pet name, yeah, I heard a pet name. It's the same as a nickname.
What would an example of a pet name be?
I have a brother, we call him Monkey.
Monkey?
Yeah.
How'd he get that name?
I don't know, we just picked him up and called him that.
Something on wheels that you can put a baby in and it'll lie down.
A carriage, boogie.
Is that the same thing?
Yes, uh-huh.
You put the baby in the carriage and then you go out and what the baby?
Push it.
Huh?
Push it.
And say if you had two children, you might have a son and a
daughter.
Or a boy and
a girl.
And you say, if Bob is 5 inches taller this year, you say in 1 year Bob
has grown five inches.
Okay. Or you'd say in just 1 year he
growed 5 inches.
And you'd say you could almost see him. He came up so fast you could almost see him
growing.
And if a boy has the same color hair and eyes that his father has and the same shaped nose, you'd say he
looks just like his father.
What if he has the same mannerisms and behavior? You'd say he
act like his father.
Okay, just say. And if a woman looks after three children until they're grown, you'd say she's, what, three children?
Taking care of three children.
And her husband died and she had to
raise them back alone.
And if a child's misbehaving, you tell them if you do that again, you're going to get a
whooping.
Anything else you
a
tell
spanking.
Them? Huh?
A spanking.
What's the difference?
It's the same thing.
And if a woman's going to have a child, you'd say she's
pregnant.
Did people used to use that word when you were growing up?
No. She's going to have a baby.
Any joking ways of saying that? Or kind of crude ways you heard?
No.
What about she's big?
No, I ain't heard you. I said she's going to be. I said she's going to have a baby.
And if you didn't have a doctor to deliver a baby, the woman you could send for would be a...
They call it a midwife, I believe.
Do they still have those?
No, I don't know of any.
Say a child that's born to a woman that's not married, you call that child a...
Well, you call it a bastard.
Any other name?
No. Illegitimate.
Do you ever hear a bush child or a woods colt or a briar patch baby? Anything like that?
No.
And you say Jane is a loving child, but Peggy is even
sweeter.
We're talking about her being loving. She's even
lovely, or sweeter.
And your brother's son would be called your
nephew.
And a child whose parents are dead is called a
motherless child. A fatherless child.
Any other name?
No.
And the person who's supposed to look after him then is his legal
guardian.
And if you have a lot of cousins and nephews and nieces around, you say, this town is full of my
nieces and nephews, full of all the family.
Okay. What if you're talking about your parents and grandparents and just everyone, aunts and uncles, you say, they're all my
folks.
And you say, she has the same family name and she looks a little bit like me, but actually we're no
kin at all.
And someone who comes into town and nobody's ever seen him before, he's called a
stranger.
What if he comes from a different country?
Foreigner.
Would you ever use the word foreigner about someone who hadn't come from a different country?
No.
And if you wanted to know where someone was born, you'd ask, where does he
live?